Kevin Pillar joins us on Baseball Central from the Jose Bautista Golf Tournament. First of all, Kevin, welcome back to the majors. It's been too long. Let me ask you this: what went through your mind when you were told you were coming up to Toronto?
I mean, any guy in the minor leagues, you know, looks forward to that phone call from their coach down there, letting you know that you're going back to the show. And it came maybe. I didn't really expect it to come at that point, especially being down in Buffalo. And I know they're pretty adamant about winning down there and wanting to keep the affiliate in Buffalo. And we were on a nice little run down there. And, you know, I was just putting in my work, hoping to get in the playoffs down there, and then looking forward to a September call-up. And, you know, I was actually at my truck in the parking lot kind of getting things in order because we were heading out on the road ourselves. And my manager down there called me and told me I was going back up.
Yeah, Kevin, congratulations on being the MVP in Buffalo. That's pretty awesome, man. But the difference between seeing you then and seeing you now, to me, is bat speed. Your bat speed looks – you just look a lot quicker. You're getting to fastballs that you didn't before. Is there something you worked on when you went to AAA to make that better so the next time you came here?
Yeah, I definitely worked on a lot of things. When I got sent down, I kind of was, you know, I was actually doing the same thing I was doing when I was up in the big leagues, and I was getting away with it. And it was actually the series right before the All-Star break down there. I had a tough series. I felt like I was late on some stuff, mm-hmm. and at first I thought it was just fatigue because it had been a long year. So after the All-Star break, I was back home in California, just kind of doing some thinking. And when I got back to Buffalo, I decided to change my stance and just be a little bit shorter and quicker to the ball. And you know, everything I worked on, you know, wasn't necessarily to put numbers up in Buffalo, but to prepare me when I got back up to the big leagues. And I feel like the key up there is you got to let the ball travel because guys sink it, they cut it late, and obviously you got to be able to sit back on the breaking balls because they look like heaters a little bit longer. And I think more than anything, just the adjustment in my stance, having my hands a little bit lower and not as big of a load, is allowing me to stay short and quick.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Pillar joins us on Baseball Central. Kevin, of course, I know you were asked about this a lot by the writers when you came back, and by other people as well. That whole incident in the dugout and John Gibbons' reaction to it, I'm just going to ask you flat out, did you think that you were in the manager's bad books when you went down there, and did you maybe someplace in your heart of hearts wonder if you were done as a member of the Toronto Blue Jays?
Yeah, absolutely. I you know, being a younger guy, not established, you know, what seemed to be questioning the manager's decision. And, I definitely thought my days were, numbered possibly in Toronto. And I definitely thought I was in the doghouse with not only Gibby, but the entire organization. And, you know, it took me a couple weeks, honestly, in AAA to bounce back. And I think the thing that got me through was, you know, kind of looking up in the stands and seeing that, you know, there's tons of scouts that come to these games, and there is 29 other teams. And, you know, I never wanted to be a guy who burned my bridge with an organization, but I think that kind of got me through, you know, those tough times. And, you know, followed up by maybe a couple weeks after that, having Andrew Tinnish come down and kind of talk to me as the voice of the front office, tell me that, you know, what had happened was over with. You moved on. You served your time. You know, there just hasn't been opportunity for you to come up again. We like what you're doing. Keep playing hard. When the opportunity arises, you'll get another shot. And, you know, I was looking forward to, but also dreading the conversation with Gibby. I didn't really know. I didn't really have much contact with him. We didn't have much of a conversation after I left. And you know, I walked in there first thing when I got there. and for the worst. And I was pleasantly surprised with our conversation. You just told me it came at a bad time. Obviously, you know, it wasn't smart on my part. He understood where I was coming from in that moment. But, you know, a lesson had to be learned. And, you know, he told me that I earned my way back up here and just go out there and play hard. And when you're called on, go out there and do your thing.
Yeah, Kevin, let me ask you. The Jays' problem all year has been scoring with guys on base and late in games with two outs or less than two outs. Is there anything that Kevin Seitzer's saying the second half here to maybe help you guys just approach-wise, how you guys go and approach a certain pitcher with guys on base?
Yeah, you know, I've only been here just the last couple of years. I know Seitz works real hard in his preparation for all these pitchers that we're going to face.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know, on top of that, a lot of the players here are doing their own homework on the pitchers, and I feel like, you know, everyone's stepping into the box extremely prepared. And sometimes it doesn't matter how hard you prepare. Sometimes it's just a matter of getting it done. And, mm-hmm. you know, I know we got the guys in that locker room that, you know, want to be the guy in that situation and want to come through. And, you know, baseball is just a funny game. Sometimes it just doesn't happen. You know, and last night was a, you know, perfect instance with Valencia coming off the bench and hitting that huge three-run home run.